Well, thank you, and good evening. Welcome to another wonderful Augusta concert. I have a lot of good people tonight. Some beautiful music, some very nice dancing. And I'm Tom Bledsoe. I'm going to be working tonight with Andrina Belcher, doing the MC. Whatever that turns out to be. We've had fun so far. Is everybody enjoying yourself here at Augusta? That's good, because if you don't, they take your name and they won't let you come back next year. That's a fact. Well, you see up here we have a whole lot of potential firewood. This place. Hey, well, we've got hammer dulcimer lovers in this crowd, huh? All right. Well, I am too. I've been around hammer dulcimers for several years. And one of the fellas here that is going to be playing the first part of this concert was one of the very first hammer dulcimer makers that I met. His name is Sam Rosetta, from Inwood, West Virginia. He's lived here in West Virginia for about 10 years. And if any of you have seen any of the instruments that he's made, you know that he is probably the finest craftsman. Well, I better not say that, actually. I better not say that, because he's playing here with R.P. Hale. And you're going to have to compare the artistry and the craftsmanship of these two people for yourselves. They are two of the finest craftsmen of hammer dulcimers in the country. Besides that, they're wonderful players. R.P. Hale is originally from Arizona. He says that he's... All right. Hey, all right. He's going to show you what music sounds from a Mexican perspective that's gone to New Hampshire and married Scots. So we're talking about a real goulash here. He's also teaching the calligraphy course here. He told us that we could talk about his tapes, but don't talk about his record, because calligraphy, he adds a slash and adds forgery on the end of that. So I'd like for you, please, to make welcome R.P. Hale and Sam Rosetta.
Of course, I'll see Mr. Bledsoe after the concert. Anybody from Arizona will meet in the ice house afterwards. Thank you.
Just a little something we picked up from one of those Delta harpsichord players. Well, we've had a busy time at Augusta, and it turns out that Mr. Hale over here, being a builder of instruments, has invented a new kind of musical instrument. He has married the dulcimer to the harpsichord, and which our class last week decided to title this new musical instrument the clobber chord. And we actually found that a composer got to work very quickly and wrote a large body of work for this instrument in the 2 days we've been practicing on it, or RP has. So we will have music for the well-tempered clobber chord.
This is what happens when you go to a place where you think there are a lot of hammer dulcimer players and harpsichordists, and there aren't any. What happens when you get bored? So for the Department of Cheap Tricks and Circus Techniques, this is a thing I worked up of variations by a fellow named Gemignani. The problem is you gotta stand up when you play this thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty outrageous, huh? Yeah. And that's going on in the calligraphy class across the hall from us. We had a little problem in Dulcimer class last week that I probably ought to tell you about.
Don't.
Really?
No.
Someone came all the way to Elkins to take the Dulcimer class and practiced their class tune all week. And then on the last day, class recital day, and you Dulcimer students will appreciate this, he forgot the class tune right there in front of everyone. So we took him down to the hospital for a little medical attention, and unfortunately the diagnosis was Dulcimer's disease. That's what I thought when he told me that story. It seems that musicians very often make up songs and tunes about going home, probably because they spend so little time there and dream about getting back there. And this is a new piece of mine that is an instrumental about going home. When you fly east from Elkins on a clear day, you look over just mountain ridge after mountain ridge. It's very beautiful. And in between each ridge is a beautiful valley with a river. And if you see it just at sunset with the mist in the valleys, it's very, very moving, and it always reminds me of going home. Seven Valleys. Thank you. Thanks. Where is Michael Klein? Are you here, Michael? Come on up here and join us. It's really nice to have a good guitar player make us sound better than we really are. And we don't get to see Michael enough when we're around Augusta. He's always running off somewhere. So we thought the sure plan to get to play some tunes with him would be to invite him up here on stage. Michael Klein.
Well, what we're going to have to do, we're going to do the national anthem of South Tucson, which is a Mexican polka which originated in Poland, called Jesusita en Chihuahua. And also, there's going to be a fourth party in on this. It's not real música mexicana unless there's a genuine Mexican screecher in the background. So if you hear us going at it, we're adding realism. If you feel like whooping and hollering too, by all means. Jesusita en Chihuahua. Tócale, tócale! Thank you.
What kind of salsa have you been using?
You'll hear more of the same from Bioseco.
We'd like to do a tune that I learned from Woody Simmons. Just a really wonderful fiddler here in Randolph County. I guess he's pretty famous, and he ought to be. Won a lot of fiddle contests. And I don't know if he ever told me a name for this, but I think it's called Georgiana Moon. Since Michael is looking so comfortable there, we'll do another tune with that wonderful sounding guitar.
Do that one you made. But
okay.
Which one?
The Floodwater.
Floodwater Creek. You got all of those interesting chords on there. Both of them.
This is old time music week.
Someone said that this tune reminded them of the creek outside their home when it flooded. I'm not sure what that meant. Whether they liked it or didn't like it. I don't think they liked the creek flooding. Thank you. Well, we've got one more quick tune here and on for a lot of more good music tonight. We'll end up with one that I think our class is going to work on tomorrow called Emil's Rag.
R.P. Hale and Sam Rosetta. Once upon a time, there was a cat and a rat. They were playing mumbly peg out back at the schoolhouse. Well, the cat was losing, and the cat didn't like to lose. So when the rat wasn't looking, he took his old sharp knife, grabbed that rat by his long skinny tail, just went, cut his tail off up there next to the thick end. The rat said,
"Catty, give me my long tail back."
"Now?
Now? What do you mean, now?"
"Not unless you go down to the cow and get me some milk."
"Down to the cow and get you some milk just to get my own tail back?
Meow.
Oh, all right. Down to the cow. Cow chewing on some cud. Pray, cow, give me milk. I'll give Catty milk, and Catty will get my long tail back. What do you say?"
"No. Not unless you go down to the barn, get me some hay."
"Hey, I'll be right back." So the rat run on down to the barn, knocked on the barn door. "Pray, barn, give me hay. I give cow hay. Cow, give me milk. I give Catty milk, and Catty will get my long tail back."
"I'm all locked up. Oh. You're going to have to go down to the shop and get the key."
"Down to the shop and get the key, okay? Don't go away." So the rat run down to the shop. Shop's where all the work gets done. Oh, shop, there you are. Price shop, would you give me the key? I give barn key, barn give me hay. I give cow, hey, cow, give me milk. I give catty milk, catty, give my long tail back. Lost my tail in the game of mumbly pig. I sure would like to get back to score right.
Well, I'd like to help you out, but you see, I need a little help myself. I need some coal to build a fire in my forge.
Oh.
If you go down to the coal bank and get me some coal, I'll give you the key.
Down at the coal bank?
Get me some coal.
Coal. So the rat run down to the coal bank, finally found one, took a long time, a little old outcropping of coal. Pray bank, give me coal. I give shop, coal shop, give me key, I give barn, key barn, give me hay, I give cow, hay, cow, give me milk, I give catty milk, catty, give my long tail back. What do you say, huh?
I say big deal. It's not much fun being a coal bank.
What's
sitting out here getting rained on, snowed on, people come by, pick, pick, pick. I hate that. You know how I feel, don't you? But I tell you what.
Yeah, what?
If I had me an eagle feather, I sure would be tickled. Little coal bank humor. You get me an eagle feather, I'll give you some coal.
Well, now, where in the world am I supposed to find an eagle feather?
Try eagle, dummy.
So the rat, being persistent as he was, went out in the woods, started looking around every which way, finally looked up. Eagle. Pray, eagle. Eagle, would you give me a feather? I give bank feather, bank give me coal. I give shop, shop give me key. I give barn, key barn give me hay. I give cow, hay cow give me milk. I give catty milk and catty give my long tail back. I got a pretty tail, but I've lost it and I need
I ought to just eat you, you little lord.
Oh, no, not me. No. I'm kind of furry and hang up in your throat. No, you don't want to eat me. All I want is just one.
I tell you what.
What?
I sure would like to have one of them little pigs. You go down to the sow and get me a pig. I'll give you this feather right here.
Pig?
Pig.
Down at the hog lot, I guess. Well, now the rat was getting kind of tired, but the rat had been doing all these aerobic exercises, was in real good shape. Down to the hog lot, there was this old sow with all kinds of piglets just squirming all over the place. Boy, hi, Miss Sow. Miss Sow, I need your help. I'm in a big... Miss Sow, could you just give me one of your pigs? I give eagle pig, eagle give me feather. I give bank feather, bank give me coal. I give shop, shop give me key. I give barn, key barn give me hay. I give cow, hay, cow give me milk. I give catty milk, catty give my long tail back. What do you say?
That's pig Latin. You go down to the corn crib and get me some corn. I'll give you that piggy right over there. Margot piggy.
Oh! Well, just over to the corn crib and a little bit of corn, and I can get...
Now.
Oh, pig. Okay. So the rat went on over to the corn crib. Hi, crib. Pray, crib, I was just wondering if I could get a little corn.
Corn?
Uh-huh. I give sow corn, sow give me pig. I give eagle pig, eagle give me feather. I give bank feather, bank give me coal. I give shop, shop give me key. I give barn, key barn give me hay. I give cow, hay, cow give me milk. I give catty milk, catty give my long tail back.
Okay.
I lost my tail, I'd sure like to get it back.
Okay, how about this one? If a hen and a half will lay an egg and a half and a day and a half, how long would it take a rooster to lay a doorknob? Yeah, this is real corny. You like it.
Well, I don't know. I give up.
You give up?
Yeah.
So did the rooster.
Well, you got to understand, that's real corny. That's
yeah,
real
is.
Corny.
How about
that's
this
not
one?
The kind of
How
corn
about
I'm talking
what's
about?
Fat and wears flowers in tower? You like this? A hippopotamus.
But that's not the kind of corn I'm talking about. I'm talking about ears of corn to feed the pigs.
I'm all locked up. You're going to have to go down to the man and get the key.
You're all locked up?
Yeah, get the man and get the key.
Down there at the big house?
Yeah.
Rat was getting mighty disgusted. Decon down there, too. But it come this furry. Wasn't about to give up. Went on down to the house, took a deep breath, knocked on the door. Man come out with his hair stringing down his eyes. Looks like he'd been up late last night watching MTV or something.
Playing down to Ice House.
Pray, man. Would you give me the key to your corn crib?
Louise, there's a rat out here. Bring my shotgun.
No, listen. Listen. I am a rat. I've lost my tail, but I'm not a bad rat.
Not a bad
no,
rat?
No, no,
bring
no,
my
no.
Beacon out here.
Pray man, give me key. I give crib key. Crib, give me corn. I give sow corn. Sow, give me pig. I give eagle pig. Eagle, give me feather. I give bank. Feather bank, give me coal. I give shop. Coal shop, give me key. I give barn. Key barn, give me hay. I give cow. Cow, give me milk. I give catty milk. Catty, give my long tail back, huh? I mean, I've lost my tail. I just need a little help from you. How would you like to run around without your tail? Look at me. I'm a mess. It's going to rain. I'll drown from the bottom up.
Say?
All I want is the key to the corn crib.
Oh, key to the corn crib.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so? My goodness, sure. I'll be glad to help you out. So the man gave the crib. The rat, the key.
And the rat gave the crib the key.
And
the crib gave the rat the corn.
The rat
gave the sow the corn.
The sow gave the rat the pig.
The rat gave the eagle the pig.
Eagle gave the rat the feather.
Rat gave the bank the feather.
Bank gave the rat the coal.
Rat gave the shop the coal.
Shop gave the rat the key.
Rat gave the barn key.
Barn gave the rat the hay.
Rat gave the cow the hay.
Cow gave the rat the milk.
Catty. I had to go through a lot of bureaucracy to get this. Now, have you still got my long tail?
No.
No! What did you do with
it?
Oh, funny jokes. Help us count to three, please. In any language. One, two, three. Try it! Catty. Catty, wait a minute. What is this hole doing in my tail? Jumping rope with it! Well, I'll show you. The rat screwed his tail on. And away he went. The end. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess y'all heard about the Basement World Series. The White Sox and the Cubs. They both lost. These next folks I'd like to introduce, the lady is from Lancashire, England. She grew up dancing, the old English clog dancing. She now lives in Essex. She's been dancing since she was about 4 years old. And if any of you have been around any of the English clog dancing here this week, you know that she's a fine dancer and a fine person too. I'm talking about Miss Pat Tracy. She's going to be working with tonight Laurie Anders, who is from Seattle, Washington. He's going to be playing the piano and the piano accordion. I think I'll nominate him for the reddest beard on campus. And I'd like for you to please make welcome Laurie Anders and Pat Tracy.
Thank you. Pat will be out after a number, so she's not going to join me on this first one. There we go. These are a couple of reels. The first one's called Miss Gaze, and the second one, I don't know the name. It's a French-Canadian tune, and I learned it from a recording by Lisa Ornstein and Denis Pépin. Thank you.
Thank you.